Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, gorgeous. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to the Give Ben Lala podcast with Jessica Walta and Easton Buttonham. This is your second time recording.
I know. It feels good.
Second official co-host.
Yes. Feels good. I'm starting to get in the groove. I'm getting excited to do them now, which is good. I'm usually nervous.
Are you nervous today?
A little bit. Maybe a little bit.
I feel like the best break-in for you is having Heather McDonald.
It was kind of nice.
Because she just steers the whole ship.
Oh, I know. I listened to that, and might I say, that's one of my fave episodes.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it. She was steering the ship, but it was very, entertaining.
No, it was good.
Yeah.
Well, it's because she has the juicy scoop on everything. I kind of know, the surface stuff, but she knows the deep, the deep-rooted juicy scoop.
She's a pro. 100%.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Jessica, you just got back from Europe. How was it? 9 days.
Yes, it was 9 days. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. I'd never been to Italy. The wedding was lovely. Did a little touristy stuff, but it was kind of very scheduled. So, did what we could. It was amazing.
We missed you terribly.
I missed you guys too. I asked Kyle. We were in Italy, and I was like, I miss Lala, Lisa, Easton, Ocean. And then he was like, oh my God, have you become codependent on them? And I was like, yeah, I think
maybe. Welcome to the family.
I'm beyond codependent. Because when Jessica was gone, I said this to Easton. I was like, he goes, what does your week look like? I go, nothing. Jessica's gone. He goes, it's usually the opposite. The boss is gone, so the assistant doesn't have much to do. It's never the assistant's gone, so the boss isn't working.
No, I go, so what is, and she goes, nothing. She goes, Jessica runs my life.
So let me tell you.
I'm not doing anything.
I had to actively work to not be stressed that I wasn't here. I had to, and I think I did.
That makes it just you. I was chilling.
I had to actively, and then my calendar, every time I would look at my calendar, the time, we were 9 hours ahead. So it fucks with your calendar, which gave me major anxiety because things that were scheduled for the 15th were showing up on the 16th. Anyway, other than that, I...
Oh my gosh, that just gave me mad anxiety. No, it was, the one thing that started tweaking me out was when I got an email about putting together a reel by Monday. And I was no. They're end of day Monday. I was like, Jessica will be back. I think we
could
do
that. We could do that. But how was your, did you actually get to have some time off? Because I did schedule a couple things for
you.
Yes. You did.
Oh, we were enjoying our time off. We went to Universal for Brock's birthday.
Yep.
Which was fun.
Yeah. What? I don't even know what day that was. Wednesday or Thursday?
That was Thursday. And then I was supposed to do No Filter with Zach.
Yes. I heard about that.
And Bravo was like, absolutely not. You cannot do it. I felt so terrible. It looked amazing, though. I think he had MJ from Shaw's is what it looked like. Take my place. But I did do his meet and greet beforehand.
Aww.
So we did Universal. I did that. Then went home, swooped Ocean and my mom, and went to Palm Springs for the weekend.
Palm Springs, every time, I think I'm going to keep seeing it on your guys' socials and get used to it. But every time I see it, I'm like, dream house, resort, vacation dream.
Yeah.
No, it really is.
How do you feel?
Are you, for the first time in Palm Springs? Oh, it's home.
It's your spot.
Yeah. And it's so, like, the drive is so easy. It's like, if you got to get out, you can get out. Even for, like, 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Totally.
Like, I love it over there.
It looks relaxing. Are you allowed to tell us if, because I would die to see, to have them film Vanderpump next season.
I want them to, too. But because it's in, like, a gated community and they, the HOA is, like, really not wanting to show certain things. But like I said to them, you guys have filmed inside of Sheena's home before. So I was talking to production and was like, there's a way to do it. But like, what did you request from them? Like showing the whole fucking neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Or like...
like they filmed in Sheena's home in Palm Springs?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think they need to go back and say like, this is what we're wanting to film. Of course, like I would feel the same way if I lived in this gated community and some girl was on a reality show. I'd be like... no, you're not coming in here and filming my home, even if it's the exterior. Like, I want my peace. So many people move from LA to Palm Springs to get away from the Hollywood stuff.
Right. And I think they need to make it clear, because this is what we had to do for The Office. The crew is not big. When you say filming a show, they're thinking trucks and all this. Yeah, it's not a huge
one
crew.
One cameraman and a sound guy,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's a little bigger than that, but it's not like... tons of production trucks rolling up. It's literally like one van, a couple cameramen, a sound guy, and then like a couple producers. And someone sitting in the back like typing every word that you say. So I want to talk about a few things. Scandoval is finally over.
It's over?
Well, I mean, in my mind, I haven't seen anything on my feed, which is absolutely awesome. I'm loving that part. You know, now that like the bomb has gone off and we've had time to process, at the end of the day, it's like, all right, someone got cheated on. Like, can we move on now?
Yeah, I saw your post about Kardashians and that coming across your page and you being excited, which shocked me.
I was shocked myself. I was like, oh my gosh, is that a Kardashian on my Explore page? I've not seen one of those
in
so long.
I need to start following some different accounts, though.
Why? Are you all Scandoval still?
No, well,
no, yeah, but he needs to get with it, because if he's going to be doing the podcast, he has to be into like the pop culture aspect. But we talk about so many other things on this. We don't dive into it. We do like a quick little recap. It is what it is. Anyway, we're not going to be talking about it and how we feel anymore, because I have some feelings about Secrets Revealed. I saw some things that I was not happy about. I'm not going to go into it because we are going to pick cameras up soon. And let's let the story live on the show. It doesn't need to live on to Give Them All a Podcast.
All right. All right.
That's where I'm at.
Love it.
I do have a story for when I was in Palm Springs. And you guys, it was like traumatizing.
Oh my God. By the way, I'm hearing all of these for the first time with you. So,
well, you've
with
been
not
gone
you,
for
but with
never again.
Never again. Okay.
So we have this awning, right? In Palm Springs. And these, like, pigeons keep flying to it. And my mom's like, no, no, they're going to build a nest there. They cannot do that. Number one, if we, like, push it out and put it close, like, we could squish them.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, there's going to be poop everywhere. So there's sticks on the ground. Clearly, they're, like, building a nest. So I go out there, and my mom's like, it looks like they're almost done with the nest. And I was like, oh, we got to remove it. Keep in mind, it looks like they're still building the nest, okay? So I keep going out there and shooing them. Shoo, shoo. Okay? And I'm like, oh yeah, we gotta remove it. It looks like it's almost done. So I'm out there with a little ladder and like a broom, and I'm like, because what I was gonna do is I was gonna try to get it off and maybe move it somewhere else.
Okay.
Replace.
Replace it, sure. Okay? Like, love the birds. Love the birds, just not in my awning. Okay. So I'm moving it. It tilts a little. Down comes two eggs.
No.
Crashing to the fucking ground.
No.
When I tell you, I told my mom, I was like, hold my hand. I was about to pass out and fall directly onto my face, onto the concrete.
It's not funny.
She called me three times about this.
I was like,
when I was on my way down.
Talk me through this. Because I could hear the birds chirping in the tree. And I was like, oh my God. And I was out there and I was like, I'm sorry. Praying. My mom and I prayed it made me sick to my stomach. So we're inside. We close the door. They keep coming back to the awning. And I'm like, they think that it's still there. No. And I kept telling them, sorry. So I close the door. I've prayed. I'm like, I need to watch like Seinfeld to get my mind off of what has just happened.
But at least they'll talk to the other birds and say, don't go to that lady's house.
Oh, they tried to come back. Just you wait. They're out there on my gate. They're out there on my gate. And they're like this dead stare at me and my mom with the door. I had the door closed because I'm like, they will peck us to death. And we cannot go out there. And they're getting their feathers all like puffed up like that and just dead stare. All of a sudden, the dad, he starts moving his body like this, jumps on the mom's back and starts fucking her. I was like, it's been 10 minutes and already you're like, fuck those babies on the ground. Time to procreate again. It was like such an insult. I was like, do you know what I just went through for you to dead stare me? And start from scratch again.
Did you feel better after seeing that, though?
I am so...
Not as bad.
Did by the birds.
Oh, I wouldn't have
I'm
felt
so
bad,
sad
though.
We don't have video for that moment, that whole 3 minutes that just happened. Oh, my God. They're either going to get you.
I have... Yeah.
Or you're
they'll
never
back
come
next
back.
Next week, and yeah. Your whole awning is going to be filled.
With bird shit?
With bird shit and bird nest.
It could. It very well could. But can I tell you what's so strange is last weekend when I was in the Del Taco drive-thru, I witnessed two birds fucking. Never in my life have I seen birds have sex.
I still haven't.
I've never in my life.
No, and when I was watching it last weekend, waiting for my tacos, I'm like, what are they doing? Because what they do is they like make out kind of like, and then this guy jumps on the back and it's like the weirdest move. So naturally I Googled. I was like, I need to know. And my mom's like, no, they're having sex. And I was like, there's no way that that's
what?
How it works.
Are birds the ones with the corkscrew penises?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Birds have
And that might be completely wrong. Someone's listening to this right now being like, what the fuck are you talking
about? Well,
I
Googled it and now I've seen it twice in within a week. Birds.
You Googled birds fucking?
I needed to understand. It was Googled birds so strange.
Well,
because they're so stiff, you know? They've got like the feathers and the tails and the tail's all fucking weird.
I don't even know where the bird's vagina or dick is.
I'm Googling.
We don't need to know. They know.
I don't want to know.
Oh, my God. Ducks and geese are famous for their extra long penises.
Is it because
the
they got
the usually coiled penis of the duck. It's a duck that has a coiled penis. Never
so
mind.
So what? It coils and then it shoots
it
out
coils,
straight?
I think.
And it's like corkscrews the woman or something?
I think so. It can't pull out.
It what?
So it can't like pull out, I think.
So the
oh, it's
so
kind of like stays like
in
a
there
cat.
Until it's done.
It's like a cat. Cat have like a fucking hook. Like
do
a,
they?
Yeah. I learned this off of Ricky Gervais's stand-up comedy.
I'm telling
it's
you.
So when they go into the cat, like when they're
the
like
living
having
and
sex,
breathing
the
is just
cat. Like the male
so
cat, like the
me.
Dick goes in and then it can't come out. And then the pain of it being in there makes the cat, the female cat, ovulate.
I'm gonna pass out.
It sounds
crazy,
painful.
Right? It's like, oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry for that trauma, though, and I hope that never happens again to either one of you.
I agree.
No,
wow, that went
can
off.
Can I tell you? My mom said if we come back here and they've built a nest,
leaving it,
we just gotta. I don't care if there's 100 nests. I never want to experience that again. It was so traumatizing, and I felt so bad.
Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cashback at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cash back. I love seeing those Rakuten cash back deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
On that note, did you see Rachel Fuda, her post?
That made me so happy. That takes a lot to be like, oh shit, I was wrong. And the fact that like you called her out and she listened and now everything is great. Like, that's amazing.
I have so much respect for her. In fact, like, that was a learning experience for me to watch someone be like, you know what? Maybe I should look into this more. Mm-hmm. And then, like, actually, instead of getting defensive, because everyone loves to get defensive, I get defensive. If someone calls me out, I'm like, fuck you. For her to, like, sit back, not respond, and then post. So I posted, Rachel Fuda is a new cast member on Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah, I remember her.
Obsessed with her because I've been watching the season. She posted a photo of herself and her family going to SeaWorld, Orlando. And I was like, no, don't do this. So, of course, naturally, I called her out on the podcast. I had a question on behalf of PETA for the SeaWorld shareholders meeting, okay? And I posted about it on Instagram. Rachel Fuda then reposts it and talks about how she wasn't educated at the time and now she is, and posts Free Corky, which is the orca that they're trying, the longest orca in captivity. Which I thought was amazing. So yeah. I appreciate that.
That's
very,
one
very much.
That's one extra family now that's not going. And think of all the people she'll probably tell. It's
no, right?
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
I know. Did you watch the last reunion episode of Jersey?
I have to.
It's okay.
Did you watch it, Easton? Okay.
I think I haven't finished it, I don't think, because we were watching it and then we had to do something and then I haven't finished it.
Do you remember the part? So Teresa Giudice, back in the day after she went to prison, started blaming, I think it was like Jacqueline Larita, or maybe it was Big Red, which is Caroline Manzo, for sending Teresa and Joe to prison. Like, she thinks that they tipped off the feds. This reunion, she has changed her mind. She thinks Joe and Melissa her brother, tipped off the feds. And then she goes on to say, because I talked to the FBI.
And they told me it was you
and
guys.
First of all, you can't just call the FBI and be like, do you remember that time that, like, you guys arrested me and stuff? Like, who's the one that, like, tipped you off? And then be like, oh, Trey, it's great to hear from you. Great to hear from you. How'd the bid go? We're really sorry we had to do that, but it never would have happened if Joe Gorga didn't tell us. What? No.
She said they told her.
There's one other person who also went online and was like, I spent all morning talking to the FBI. It's like, the FBI don't tell you shit.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
No. They ask you questions.
We spent all day trying to figure this out, and the FBI confirmed they're not investigating me. No. Mm-mm. Not how it happens, buddy. Not what? How it happens.
Yeah, how did they respond? How did Melissa respond? Were they just like, you are wild? Or did they actually get heated and like think?
No, I think they were like, what the fuck?
What are you talking
What's
about?
What's going on?
Oh, that is
Even
weird.
Andy Cohen was sitting there being like, what?
Oh, I have to watch.
And Teresa's like, Jacqueline LaRita told me. And he's like, Jacqueline LaRita, the person who you have slammed for years on end, is your source. What? She's like, I never talked bad about her. And then it's like, and Andy goes, they're literally going to play a montage now of you talking badly about her. And they did. So crazy.
I have to watch.
There's nothing better than freaking Housewives. I went back. I'm on season 5 now, and I didn't even watch the season. I just went directly into watching reunions.
Really?
Yeah, I like the reunions better.
Yeah.
Just recaps all the good
stuff.
Well,
you were the one who told me that I could watch the reunions without necessarily watching the whole season. Not that I should, but if I just want a quick
visual. Well, it's because they recap it.
Yeah.
Recap it. They go at each other's throats. It's fine, whatever. I would watch the reunions of Jersey this season, though, because they are good and heated. And it's so just like Italian family drama.
See, I love that. I love that because that's very where I grew up, is all the Italian family drama. I want to ask you, since I haven't talked to you since New York, did you get any DMs from anything you said about Jersey on Watch What Happens Live? Like, you...
I got an unfollow.
You did? No. You did?
Yeah, I got an unfollow from Tree. That's okay, though.
Yeah.
You know what?
I don't know.
She's shrugging.
I'm shrugging.
Okay. So watch the Jersey reunion. What is it, part two? Like, how many parts
the
are there?
The second that I start really tripping balls about a reality TV personality retaliating in some way if I say something very simple is the day that, like, I can no longer be in this business. You know? So that happened on Jersey. And then they got into – by the way, I don't remember if this is – because now it's completed. We've seen all three of them. I think it was episode 2 – do you know what Ozempic is, Easton?
Yeah, it's like a weight loss pill, right?
Well, see, there we
shot, right?
Yeah. So it's for diabetes. And people have now figured out that you could lose weight on it. And now there's like a dry spell for people who actually need it for diabetes, because everyone who wants to lose weight is taking it. Mm. And it's not a pill. It's a shot. Like, you actually inject yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like intense.
Mm-hmm. Like how – okay.
It's taken over Hollywood, okay? Ozempic is like, the second you see someone who's losing weight, immediately, are you on Ozempic?
Mm-hmm.
I know a few people on it. So there's a woman named Jackie on Housewives, and her storyline has been great. She's very intelligent, but she has been battling an eating disorder for many years, and she's been very open about it. She wrote a book about it. So she was very worried to come back to Real Housewives of New Jersey because she was not feeling great in her recovery. So she comes to the reunion, whatever. Andy asks her about Ozempic because Dolores Catania, who's like gangster.
I love her.
Is on it. She admitted it on Watch What Happens Live. So Andy wanted to know her thoughts. As someone who battles an eating disorder, how do you feel about Ozempic? She goes on to say that it scares her because of this obsession to lose weight. And the scary part is the moment you get off of it, you gain all your weight back. And if you've developed this obsession with losing weight, it could turn unhealthy very quickly.
Becomes an addiction.
Of course. Everything becomes an addiction.
So you have to keep doing the shots to keep losing the weight.
You have to stay on it.
Okay.
And obviously, if you have diabetes, that's one thing. But if you don't have diabetes, like, what are the repercussions of taking something? I don't think there's enough behind it to say, what will happen to me if I use Ozempic to lose weight? Now, this is where I'm at with it, because I got asked about Ozempic at the premiere party of Vanderpump Rules, which was, what, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I like kind of slammed it. I was like, we got to do better. I mean, why are people deciding to take drugs for diabetes to lose weight? Like, come on. On the flip side, I don't know what it's like to struggle with my weight.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I can say what someone should or shouldn't do to lose weight. Now, do I think just as a logical person, if you do this, when you stop, you gain all your weight back? That doesn't seem like a very
healthy route to lose weight.
Right. It's not healthy and it's also not sustainable, which gets scary. But like, what are your thoughts on Ozempic?
I have a lot of thoughts on it and I totally agree with you. I'm not, there's only so much I can say. I have never like scientifically been obese. I've never necessarily struggled with my weight. I've like fluctuated here and there, but I've always had a fine relationship with my body, a good one, and I'm lucky for that. What makes me nervous is, number one, if it is taking away a necessity from people who need it, that's not good. Like people with diabetes, they need this. And then all of a sudden, either the price is jacked up or it's gone. It's like, that is scary. Number two is the health ramifications. Sometimes it's like, it was like back in the early 2000s and the late 90s with the diet pills. And then all of a sudden, years later, people are finding out, oh yeah, those caused cancer. Those did this. Those caused like irreversible damage to your body.
Right.
So to me, it's like, I don't understand, but I hear people when they say like, losing weight will change my life and all of that. But it's just like, at what cost, you know?
Right.
For your future.
And that's a whole different thing is taking a medication away from people who actually need it. I don't know if this is true or not. I've heard that they are now marketing it as a weight loss drug as well. I don't know if someone who is taking Ozempic told me that to make themselves feel better and to make me maybe have less judgy eyes.
Well, I just did a little bit of research.
And what did you find?
Well, they'll prescribe off-label Ozempic for people who are obese.
Oh, okay.
But what they are doing is talking to a doctor about it. So first, see a doctor to see if that is the route that you should be taking.
Well, I mean, you have to see a doctor because they prescribe it. But it's normally like a normal physician, not a plastic surgeon, which a lot of people are getting Ozempic.
Ozempic just off the streets or something, or what?
I've heard that now you can start getting it.
That's what I also was researching. Like, it's pretty easy because people are buying probably a great amount of it and reselling it, jacking up the prices, and that's how it's...
Upselling. I've heard... that without insurance, it's $1,000, and with it's only $25.
Shit. I think it'd be very interesting, whether or not it's on your podcast or whatever, for you to maybe talk to someone who's on it and then someone who maybe like a medical professional. I just think there's so much information out there about this, and I'm hearing a different thing about it every day. I don't know. I think it'd be fascinating to learn about, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody's body's different, so who knows how.
What did we learn from Jenna, my trainer this weekend?
That metabolism's bullshit from what we heard from a nutritionist.
Jenna said that she just learned metabolism's, you know how people say like, I have a really fast one. Mine's so slow. It's all bullshit. There's age ranges and it's the exact same.
Oh, wow.
Your metabolism is put within a certain age range. So you and I have the exact same one. It's all genetics. Now, I would love to know if that's actually true.
And I would love to know what affects it. Like, if I don't eat, and not to, like, I guess, trigger warning for eating disorders, but if I didn't eat for 4 days, surely my metabolism is going to slow down rapidly versus if I'm eating every day normal meals. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's not true. That's always what I've been taught and learned, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, that seems like a pretty, right? Because it's got to hold on to what it can.
It's like, And then, like, your body, if you stop eating, your body starts shutting down and slowing down things to, like, keep you alive, you know? I don't know. It's all very fascinating and interesting.
It really is.
But you also can go without food. Like if you were abandoned on an island and you had like nothing to eat, what is it, 10 days? Or am I lying? I know water is like a no-go.
Like I think water is like 3 days.
I feel like you can probably
depending
go
on like
long,
heat and stuff. But and that's like with maybe drinking your own urine and like boiling it. Three days like max of living.
Shut up.
It,
drink your own. Most people this period without food usually lasts about 10 days.
Yep.
Wow.
Blue water.
If you're on a deserted island, though, eat seaweed. I've learned that.
Yeah, I love seaweed. Mm-hmm.
You dive down and you get a bunch of seaweed, and that could keep you
And then you just dry it out, and then it's just a little salty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. I love seaweed.
You want 3 days. You're absolutely right.
Wow.
Which I feel like this is stuff we should know, because did you hear about that plane crash with that family
and the mom?
Wait, tell me, and then I have to tell you something so messed up about Lisa. I heard rumblings. Tell me.
A plane went down. I forget where the family is from. The mom was trapped. The kids stayed with her. And after like the third day, she was like, you guys have to leave me.
Trapped under the plane? I thought they all died.
No.
The mom survived the crash and just died late.
Were they on a mountain or like a
No, they were in like island? The Amazon rainforest.
Yeah, no. They slept in like, they had to climb to the tops of trees to avoid being eaten.
Yeah, and there were 4 kids or 3 kids?
I thought it was 4.
It was like a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 1-year-old. And they all survived.
And then they left. And then, oh my God, the trauma.
Yeah.
The trauma.
And then they left the mom.
The mom was like, you guys got to go.
That's heartbreaking. We should know survival. We should take a survival course together. But I also, really quick, I don't know why I did this. And if anyone knows why, please DM me. I became obsessed with, I had a 10-hour flight to Italy and a 10-hour flight back, watching videos of plane crashes.
What? Why were you doing that on a plane?
I don't know.
Why would you do that,
I don't know. I saw one on Instagram. I think this might be a thing where it's like, think of the worst possible thing that could happen and then like face it. I don't know. DM me. Or look at it. Like, have you ever been on top of a really high building and then you get the urge to like
jump off of it?
No.
I feel
No. It's not the urge is the wrong word.
What? Not the urge.
The if.
Yeah, like
it's kind of like yes. when I turn if I were the garbage. To jump, like yes. it's kind of like.
Oh yeah, I don't have the urge to be like, all right, let's see how this not goes. The urge.
No, but like when I turn on the garbage disposal, I'm like, what if I just put my hand
yes.
Like what the fuck?
I feel like it's parallel to that. Okay. I saw one video while I was in the airport of like a plane going down, and then I just kept watching them. Not necessarily Googling them, but it was like I was scrolling through, even on the plane when I had Wi-Fi. And Kyle was like, what? We need to get you into a medical professional. But I don't know. I was just like.
Do you usually worry about plane crashes?
Yes.
Okay, so that's just a fear of yours, and you thought watching one would make you feel better?
I watched a few, and there was like good ones where it's like crazy turbulence, and you think they're going to crash, and then they land.
What?
And then bad ones where you see it crash into the water. Into the ocean.
Oh, Sully.
I don't know. Maybe I'm losing my mind and no one's ever gone through this. But if you have, I feel like it's parallel to the garbage disposal and to the jumping. But maybe not.
Yeah, but that's just a really quick moment of me being like, when, like in real time, I'm going to Google people putting their hands in the garbage.
And here's the thing,
disposals.
The plane, I'm not the pilot. That is out of my hands.
Control. Maybe it's a control thing.
Because I can control my.
Do you pray before?
I pray probably every 30 minutes to an hour on a flight.
Great. I love that for you. What were you saying? You can't control the pilot, so what?
No, like when you're like, what if I just put my finger in? That is up to you. Like if that's, you're like, what if this plane crashes? It's like, well, I'm not in control, so I can't really control that.
That's a great point. No, that's totally. That's a great point.
So I have 2 game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, can I tell you guys something really funny?
Yes.
You said I didn't tell you this. So we started watching Mom and I Firefly Lane.
Oh, love it.
Second season, right? So you know how the dog dies?
Wait. Second season?
The second season.
Oh, I did not know this. I'm first season.
Oh, you are just ruining.
Spoiler alert.
The show.
It's been out for a while. Okay. Jess. If you're still on season one, I don't know how to help you.
Okay. I don't even.
Okay. The lab dies. Okay. Spoiler alert. All right. And Lisa, during it, it's so sad. Yeah. And she goes, "That dog doesn't even look like it's about to die. That dog looks so healthy." And I was like,
well, it probably is.
It's a fucking actor dog, Mom. It's an actor dog.
Welcome to Lisa.
Count on Lisa to ruin any TV show or movie.
Well,
for
if
you.
It was a real dying dog, she'd be like, why would they?
Why would they do that to that dog? And she's the one where, like, you're watching a really, really, like, sad or just like, oh my gosh, this is the pivotal scene of the entire movie. And she's like, rewind it. That coffee cup wasn't there.
Yeah.
Rewind it.
My friend used to do this for a job. So
my friend used to be on continuity for films.
And she used to do that. And she would make sure the water was always the right, to the right level. It's like, oh, we'll watch the movie,
her.
Not
I
the
her.
Objects.
I wish she was here.
We're watching Bruce movie. Almighty. And when he has a crashed car, remember?
Oh, yeah. And she goes, the car is
rewind it. Rewind it.
He's driving.
He comes
on the
around
freeway.
The corner. The car is not smashed. Like, oh my God, who cares? Who fucking cares?
That's a good eye though, because I never noticed those things.
Well, yeah, because you're watching the
never.
Movie and the actor.
But Lisa does. I feel like maybe you do sometimes, and Kyle does.
Never.
You never do?
No. I'm looking.
Even
for,
if I do see it, I'm not going to tell somebody, go rewind.
I'm following the plot, not the continuity.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's like so freaking weird like that. But there are times because during the drive to Palm Springs, I always, like I told you, I signed up for Dateline, the premium package, so that I don't have to listen to ads and it's more content. But we'll be driving and I kind of zone out sometimes. Like, yeah. I'll be like, I should have said this at the reunion. I'm going to say this the next time I see that bitch. And then my mom will be like, I think Donna did it. And I'm like, oh, for sure, Donna did it. And I'm sitting there going, who the fuck is Donna? I zoned out for the past 20 minutes.
I do that too.
Oh my God. You do? Oh. I could never during a Dateline. Like, I am all ears, all into
it.
Oh,
no, I am no, just but sometimes watching you're just the like, road pass by. And
you're like,
I'm
this
just
is
in
so
my
way. And then it's like, and then they found the dead body. And my mom's like, Steve did it. And I'm like, remind me who Steve is.
I'm going to re-listen to this one later. That's what I usually say to her. Yeah, I got to re-listen to that.
The worst is when we're watching it in bed and she'll look over at me and go, are you asleep? It's like, yes, there's nothing like murder to put me right to bed.
Nothing like a good killing to put me to bed.
You are Kyle and I am Lisa. That's what I'm like, are you asleep? And it's like the most aggressive part of the
show. Landon does that to me now.
Are you asleep?
Oh, I'm dead.
That's the worst.
Wait, does Lisa do that with shows? Because I do that with shows and I've had to stop with Kyle where I'm like, I think blah, blah, blah did it. And he's like, are you fucking kidding? I'm just trying to enjoy the show.
No, I usually like to like go back and forth, you know,
about
the podcast.
Yeah.
But there are times where I've zoned out and I'm like, I got to push the 15 seconds back about 17 times. Oh. Just give me a minute.
And then have you ever like, you're like, I got to rewind to hear that part. And then you rewind and then you pick up your phone and then you miss it again.
I miss it again. And I do like, that all the time.
I didn't give a shit.
I do that with reading sometimes where I'm like reading and then I'm like, what the fuck did I just read for the past 5 minutes? And I have to go back.
You know, that was a huge reason why it was so hard to have you gone.
Why?
Because emails, reading them. Oh. I called my agent because I have one of those now. And she's like, let's go over the email. And she brings something up and says, did you see that? And I go, what are you talking about? She goes, so you didn't read the email. And I was like, no, I didn't read the email. I got the Cliff Note version. I skimmed it. And you're the teacher who puts the hardest question on the test. It's like, put the question that I skimmed on the test. All right. My God.
I saw the text from your agent too, and she said, I got about like, what? She said something like, I've got a 10-page email coming for you. And I was like, oh,
no, it was so
this should be interesting.
It's a children's.
I was like,
book.
Universe, you gotta push them down a little shorter. Unless Jessica's here, then they can be 20 pages long. Because then I'll just roll into the office and be like, Cliff Notes, Jess.
I love a good highlight, a good underline.
Oh my gosh. We just went off on a tangent. You'll learn, Easton, that we just go off on tangents. But I'm going to need you to know what I'm talking about.
I'm
about to talk about right now.
You're going
to
talk about it, and I'm going to either have to do some research or I'm going to know what the hell's going on.
All right. So now that Scandoval is over and Vanderpump Rules is over, because even before Scandoval, we were breaking down the episodes, right? It just got more intense once Scandoval, whatever. So now I can start deep diving into OC is happening. OC is great.
I'm going to start that one.
Wait, I need to write these down. Tonight. Yeah. Tell me new which episode, ones to watch.
New episode tonight. Episode OC. 3. Episode Real Housewives 3. Of OC.
Jersey Reunion. Or am I done? Are we?
No, we're done. Talking? We don't need to watch it. It's over.
OC.
And Atlanta is out. Atlanta is out. I mean, I'm very far behind. I've only watched about 4 episodes. Because again, it started when we were just getting through Vanderpump. So I need to go and rewatch. But the one thing that I have gathered. I showed you a picture.
Oh.
And it just burned in my mind.
We'll post it on the podcast.
Her name's Marlo Hampton. Best style probably in all of the Real Housewives universe. Okay? The best. I look forward to, and she always gives a good read. Like, she is on top of her shit. She's, like, if she were to read me, I'd probably crawl in a hole and die.
Wait, what do you mean by read you? Like, read you? Like, tell
yes.
you off?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Tells you off. Thank you.
My dad was lost.
Both of you? You don't know what a read is? Oh my god.
Fuck you both. Reading.
Read. I'm oh my god.
Read Urban Dictionary.
That's what.
Urban Dictionary.
My fucking it's white as white co-host don't know shit.
Oh no.
Call attention to someone's flaws is a read.
Mm.
Are we on the same page? Marlo Hampton knows how to read a bitch. Very, very well.
I'm going to start using that like I know what it means now.
Okay. But if I'm being honest, I have to read her hoops right now. Yeah, she pops up. She fucking pops up in her confessional look. And she has the biggest hoops you will ever see in all your lives. Okay. No. And by the way.
She's building by the way. What is she doing with those? It's scrap metal.
Scrap metal, and they're $2,700.
Did you Google them?
Of course I did, because I see on them they're Alexandre Vauthier. Like, I've got shoes by him, right? Expensive.
But you don't have the scrap earrings.
I'm okay with that. I am not mad about the
size.
The size of the
it's
hoop.
It's the width.
It's the wideness of them.
Mm.
You know, I love a giant hoop that's thin, But those are huge and girthy as fuck. And I just don't understand how they go into the ear. I cannot stand them. So I Google them, right? Uh-huh. And the first person to actually have them on is another fashion icon in my eyes. Freaking Gabrielle Union.
No.
How much is Alexandre Vauthier paying you to wear these hoops to try to make them happen?
Gabrielle Union and the hoops? Wow. Maybe they're going to be in.
No, they're not going to be in because she posted them. I think that Gabrielle Union posted them in 2022. Marlo could have been wearing them in 2022 as well. But because the season airs later, so maybe she was right on
so
the money.
So two people have worn the earrings
that
so
I've
far.
Seen.
Yeah.
But Marlo Hampton is like, sees it on the runway, pulls it off, puts it on. So I'm sure that she was like right on the season. But because the show doesn't air until like later on down the road, I've never seen these hoops before.
Their
this
statement.
Was the first
yeah.
statement.
Holy shit.
They're the size. It's like they put tires in there.
I mean, you could almost wrap it around your neck for a choker.
I know. And yeah. I feel like such a bland bitch talking about them like that. Not the women, but the hoops.
No, it's the hoops.
Because I love a good statement where most people are like, ew, I hate it. How could someone wear this? But I just can't get behind that.
No, there's too much. There is... such thing as too much, and those are fucking too much.
Yeah, they're too much,
and
right?
Like you said, and how much do they weigh? How are those not ripping her ears off?
See, now what do you think about this though? Does it work?
Oh, in
there's
like,
a photo. Friends who are listening to this, I'll share it on the podcast stories. There's a look that Gabrielle Union is wearing, and it kind of works. I don't know.
No,
let
no?
me see.
Here's why.
From
why?
A man's perspective. Yeah.
If you're doing it strictly for a photo,
God,
right?
No.
You're not going anywhere. It's like we're wearing these for an editorial style shoot and then they immediately get put in a closet never to be seen again. It's when you bring them to life where it's like
in the real world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, could you imagine eating dinner next to that?
No.
Those earrings?
Even no.
Could you imagine being the one in them trying to eat?
You could eat through the hoop.
Yeah, I hear you.
They're very aggressive.
Even
they're
if they
very
were
not my style.
Even if they were styrofoam, they would be uncomfortable just be based off the because they're so.
They're
I'm like
huge. So big.
How are they not ripping? Like you said, your earlobe. Yeah,
even if it's scrap metal, still some weight behind that.
Totally.
Damn.
So this season, that's all I've gathered from the season. Four well, we'll episodes watch. In and all I've gathered is those are very big hoops.
Speaking of Gabrielle Union, which makes me think of AGT. I don't even know if she's on it anymore, which makes me think of Howie Mandel, which makes me think of what you posted this morning on your story about him wearing a Send It to Daryl hoodie.
Oh.
Is this true?
Oh. I don't know. Someone said they saw him in it and how hysterical.
Hold on. Was it? On social
that to
media
save
or just
himself,
in person?
He decided to wear a Send It to Daryl.
I think it's
outfit.
Hoodie.
Hoodie, yes.
I think it's past saving himself. I think it's enjoying you as like I think he's a fan of Lala Kent, to be quite honest.
And who isn't?
So bravo, Howie. Send it to Daryl.
I don't know how I feel about cameras picking up soon. Yeah, I am so tired. Here's what people have to remember. I'm going to say this and only this about Vanderpump Rules before we sign off. You have to remember, because we were extremely, and I'm not going to use the word aggressive, because we were not aggressive towards Raquel or Sandoval. We were vocal. We were strong. We had opinions. Remember, we were only about 5 episodes in before this happened. We watched 9 episodes. 9. Between so the reunion was on March 23rd. We got 4 episodes on the 21st. And then we got the next 5 on the 22nd. That's how much we consumed before seeing these people, right?
Yes.
So maybe if we were to go film the reunion right now, it would be a much different story. We would be a little bit more calm. We would be able to like get our point across without screaming shut the F up every 5 seconds. Now having to go and film, the waters are calm. I feel like watching Secrets Revealed, I got amped up for a sec.
But is that, that feels good to me, right? It, does that feel good to you? Like
you're, no, because I don't want to be that person. Okay. I don't want to like, I want to make sense. I want to come from a place of, this is how you made me feel. Do you understand that?
Right.
Do you understand why I said the things to you that I said?
Being honest, being what people love about you is your honesty and your outspokenness, but you're saying maybe without the bite. I don't know. What do you, is that what you mean? Like maybe without.
Yeah, I think there's always room for the bite.
Yeah.
But I think just going in, I think you have to have, you can't just watch something and then go in for the kill. I think you watch it and then you have a conversation. For me, obviously the fourth wall has to be broken this season because we watched a lot of things happen behind the scenes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to be able, it does, the whole entire show doesn't have to be about what we all watched, but it does need to be a little bit about like, I saw what you said about me and this is where I'm not, it's not connecting. So before I bite your head off, I need to know, is that how you meant this? Let me try to shed some light on why this was fucked up. And if you don't understand it then I'll rip your head off.
I like that. I think there's going to be a lot of learning and growing and all of that this season, don't you? And you have a lot of, you have experience. I don't know. I'm very interested to see. Obviously, I know you said Scandoval's over. It's going to be leaking in to the new filming and all that. And I'm
the
very,
aftermath, yes.
Well, I'm interested to see how you, how people come to you and how you go to other people and who helps who. Because I think that's going to be very interesting because a lot of people have gone through shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And who, and who's willing to help who?
Well, again, we let a lot of things slide because of the magnitude of what had happened. But now we're going to need to have some conversations. Now that the dust has settled and the healing has happened, we're going to need to talk. We're going to need to talk. There's a few things you did that are fucked up that we're not just going to forget about because some of you guys had to deal with a lot of shit. Because I certainly had to answer for a lot of things 3 weeks after my life went to shit. Same reunion. Anyway, Easton, did you have fun on this podcast? Are you leaning into it as much as you possibly can?
Leaning into it as much as I can.
Did you get less nervous?
Yeah. Actually, I'm good.
You
I was
are?
Very, yeah, I was happy. It was a fun one.
Easton's a very calming, grounding energy on this. I love it.
Totally.
But yeah, no, I'm excited for all of these.
Good. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. I'm about to get one of those Starbucks coffees with olive oil in it.
Ooh.
And have a heyday. I love you all, and I will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker, although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah, should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord, we get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.